Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You got to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH. Or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Never stop being you, Greg. Real quick, odyssey.com rewind. You missed anything Monday. Stoney and I will be here with you too. Rico vacation. Free agency is going to be in full swing. Who the hell's got to be a Lion Monday? And we took you through it. We'll get back to it. But before we do anything else, I just want to put a warning out there. If you have children in the car, I need you to be aware we're going to say something that I don't know that you want them to hear.
Correct.
And I'm not telling you that it's salacious or sexual in nature.
No, it's not, even though it's coming from my mouth.
Correct. But Mike Stone just told me the most horrifying thing I've ever heard. And it involves part of his dad's life's work, building a shopping mall that was only about 20 minutes from where I grew up.
Yes, Mohawk Mall in Niskayuna, New York, right close to Troy, Schenectady, where you grew up. 1970, it was the first mall that the company my dad worked for. He was in charge of leasing. So, you know, stores like Orange Julius and Chess King, he would be, you know.
Could you confirm or deny that Orange Julius is not actually a store but is a front? Please.
I used to think maybe it's named after for Dr. J, you know?
It's something I've believed my whole life.
Yes. So
I was to the headline,
okay,
though.
Okay, so I was just looking through the Wikipedia about Mohawk Mall, and there's a quote from my father. I showed that to you. And there's, like, events, you know, that have taken place. For instance, in 1991, the crew from ABC's America's Funniest People were at the center court there.
That's not the headline.
In 1985, the Pepsi Challenge came to the mall.
That's not the headline.
All right, here we go. I don't know if you remember this. Or hopefully Big G's listening. Maybe he remembers this.
I want to forget it.
I'm going to try not to laugh. But it's
no, it's okay. I'm pretty sure 40 years later you're allowed to.
Yes.
You ready, David?
After Thanksgiving in 1986, children at the mall found out that...
This is so, but you're going to hell.
I've already been there.
Just read it. You got to read it.
That's going to be hard.
This is a low point for the show.
Anyway... I should have you read it because I can't anymore. After Thanksgiving 1986, children at the mall found out that Santa Claus was not real.
No, here's why.
Oh. When the man pretending to be Santa Claus had a heart attack and died in front of...
Oh, no. Santa, is that you?
Can I still pull on your beard?
Oh my God.
Bobby, Santa's lying there. He's not breathing. Will I still get that wagon for Christmas?
Oh my God. Oh my God. Santa dropped dead in front of the kids.
Oh. You take that trip to the mall to get your kids ready for Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Dad. I will ask my dad and my mom if they remember this story.
Do you remember a store called the Dream Machine Barrel of Fun?
No, I do not.
Okay.
I grew up poor.
And the Dark Room, a video game arcade next to the pizza parlor.
I'm going to tell you, it's one of the great injustices of today's children. Yes. They'll never know what an arcade was.
Yeah, very true.
I know.
Oh, my God. NBA
Jam. You also never know if Santa's real or not.
It's just pray that you never take your kid and Santa drops dead in front of them. I don't know how you get over that one.
I know.
That might take a few therapy sessions. All right. So, Red Wings trade deadline, as dead as the Santa at the Mohawk Mall in 86. Kenny, take me through your levels of disappointment here. I'm not overly upset. I didn't go into it with expectation. Am I disappointed there's no clear path for Edvinson? Is that okay for me to be upset?
Sure, absolutely. That's where I begin. That's my starting point. Because going into this, I thought, hey, this is a team that's taking on water right now. We saw them lose a couple of big games. This is, I believe, I'm not out of place here calling this a must-win tonight against Arizona.
Oh, it's not. They at least got to get a point.
By the way, Rico might be there.
Yeah, no, I heard. I told him to send me a picture if he ends up going. I hope he does.
I told him to start a fight. Rico, yeah, I want him to, like, chest bump the glass.
Rico at the Mullet Arena.
Maybe he'll have an octopus. Throw it on the ice.
Keep rolling.
Anyway. My starting point is that there's no clear path for Simon Edvinson. And I'm not, like, my hair is on fire, fire Steve Yzerman. I'm not overreacting. I'm not freaking out. But to say that I'm not a little disappointed or a little bummed out about it wouldn't be accurate.
Okay. I'd be disappointed if I thought they had a chance to, you know, once they got to the playoffs, which obviously they have a chance, to make some legitimate noise. I don't think they can do that.
I think at best, you win a first-round playoff series. Like, I think exactly. If it broke right and you were pesky and you get into a seven-game series and puck luck's on your side, they could do that. I don't think anyone's going to be pumped up to play them.
No, although the way it's going to be, you trust them against – I know what happened last year, but Florida as an 8 seed was a hell of a lot better than the Wings would be, let's say, as an 8 seed playing Florida.
Yeah, of course. But so, I've seen it too many times in hockey where maybe I've given myself a false sense of security.
But it's usually the hot goalie or something. I just don't think – no offense, because he's played way over what anybody thought he would. I don't think Alex Lyon is the guy that's going to all of a sudden win a series for you.
But don't get ahead of yourself. If we don't make the playoffs, this trade deadline to me is a failure and should be counted against Steve Yzerman.
I agree totally.
But they have to get there.
Got to get in.
Right.
If they don't get in, this is...
Next year is the heat will be starting to percolate a little bit.
Now, to Steve Botts will tell you, wait till year 13. David, some ticket text, please, and then we'll get to who said it.
I'm dead. Literally. Get it? We're all going to hell, he said.
I know. He made me laugh because he couldn't stop laughing. And then I just thought about, like, Santa, are you okay?
Well, speaking of, someone does text in and says, I never knew I needed to hear Stoney laugh cry on the air. That was absolutely incredible.
Can you imagine the absolute damage that did to those kids?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can imagine, yeah.
Not only do you find out, you know, certain things, but you saw a guy drop dead in front of you.
Yes.
That's a 2-for-1. Wow.
Oh, LOL. I usually don't get to laugh that hard during the show. Thanks, guys. I enjoy it on my drive home.
Are we allowed to laugh at something that morbid 40 years later?
Damn right we are.
Okay, I want to make sure.
It's been so long. I think that family's okay now.
Yes, yes. We're good.
How did Grandpa die? Yeah. Well, you see, he was playing Santa Claus, and he dropped dead and fell on a kid. I mean, what? That's unbelievable.
I know.
I'll call my dad during the break. I'll find out if he remembers this story. I would imagine that got some serious coverage on News Channel 13. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Somebody is saying that that was great radio, guys. I enjoy it. I also miss arcades here in the U.S. In Japan, they're all over the place still.
All I was trying to say is kids today have no concept of how awesome the shopping mall was when you were a little kid.
I know. As the father of daughters, though, I'm kind of glad that when they were, you know, you didn't have to worry about, you know, your kids at a mall because that was a...
Yeah, now forget it. You can't let kids out of your sight. The world is effed. All right, David, anything uplifting to finish?
Thank you. That was very encouraging, though, with my three boys. Thank you for that.
Well, it's true. You can't let them out of your sight of the job.
Oh, no. The boys are okay.
No, you can't let them out your sight. Someone else says, next, Stoney will update us on the Easter Bunny and what happened to him in 1984.
And what mall? Yes.
My God. All right, let's get to who said it. We still got football to talk about. We still got Lions free agency. We got a lot left to do. Who said it? Coming up next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, our coworkers say it. Roberto curates it. We got to figure out who said it. Roberto, are you ready to play the game?
Are you ready?
All right, let's go.
All right, here we go. Brand new audio heard this week. Are you guys ready to play? Let's go. Number one. And I don't think Mike said this, so we'll get him out of the mix immediately. Here
okay.
we go. Okay. I actually like the colors Honolulu blue and silver. I think it's great.
Sounds very juvenile.
Oh.
Jansen.
Oh.
I was going to go with Gator.
Oh, everybody calm down. Let the Godfather go first, please. Mike Stone. Oh, do you want to hear it again?
No. I'm going to go with John Jansen.
Like I said, very juvenile. All right, let's go over to Kenny.
A simple take from a simple man, John Jansen.
Just beef jerky in America. Oh, yeah. Got it. All right, let's go over to David.
Yeah, it is very simple and just, you know, whatever. Gator.
Okay, then. Now, Evan, you're joining us this week as well.
Yes. I believe I know what this came from. The Lions sent out something to season ticket holders.
April 15th,
yeah,
right?
It's called a bill.
Saying that. Jerseys were half off down at Ford Field for season ticket holders.
Means a change is coming.
And I'm pretty sure Carson Anderson talked about it. So it's got to be one of the three. I'm going to say Gator, though.
I want to hear it one more time.
I actually like the colors Honolulu blue and silver. I think it's great.
Has anybody ever said blue and silver don't go together, by the way? Like,
no.
I don't see anybody saying get rid of blue and silver.
No, it's the Honolulu part.
It's the I think it's great.
It's great.
It's far from great.
It's pretty good.
Dark blue is the way to go.
I'm with you.
All right.
Everybody calm down. Jeez. All right. You're all locked in. You're going Gator.
I'm going Gator.
He's going Gator. Kenny's going John. Stoney's going John.
You?
You guys have kind of moved me off of the John thing and over to middays. I'll go with Gator. Roberto, who said it?
Who said it?
I actually like the colors Honolulu blue and silver. I think that's great.
Tell you what else he likes.
I think that's great.
All right, let's go to the next one, shall we? We've lost Stoney.
Well, this is sort of in the same context as those drops you're playing. Here you go.
Oh, my God. Kenny's turned on the Iser plan.
Who said that?
Let me hear one more time. He sounds like a robot.
Bang 940. What was that?
Ooh. Let's go. Roberto, please. Yes.
All right, here we go. They did a damn good job of trying to dig themselves out. But if you just don't suck in April, that might be where you get your five or six wins.
Hmm.
God, it sounds so smarmy to me.
They did a decent job of digging themselves out. I mean, it would have to be a Tiger take.
Yeah, yes. About the crappy Tiger Aprils the last couple of years.
So it's, to me, it's either one of three.
Okay,
he's expand upon it. This is a think tank.
Okay, so that John's always looking for something positive, and the fact that he brings a negative and trying to turn it into a positive.
Oh, yeah.
Costa could be all over that. But we kind of brought it up at one point during our show here with Rico.
Ooh.
It could be Rico. I'm going to say Rico. And I'm not jinxing myself. I would.
Yeah, don't jank yourself.
No, I'm not going to jank myself.
God, it does sound something like Rico would say, like, oh, they didn't dig themselves in that hole.
Like spiteful.
Yeah.
Like I'm not from Detroit, except I am, but I talk down on it. That type of thing.
Yeah, I'm going to say Rico, yes, exactly for those reasons.
Kenny Cott.
I heard this smarm that you heard, Evan.
Early
I'm gonna
on
go
with Jim.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Costa. If they just won't suck, that's Costa.
All right, guy, calm it down.
Yeah, let me hear it one more time.
They did a damn good job of trying to dig themselves out. But if you just don't suck in April, that might be where you get your five or six wins.
Yeah, Costa was ripping Scott Harris, so I'm thinking Costa.
And Costa says damn a lot.
Yes.
Rico doesn't cuss.
Yes.
Oh, can I change it
then?
Boom. I forgot about the no cuss factor.
Well, is damn a cuss these
for
days?
For him it is.
Well, no, I'm saying like Rico, he don't even say poo-poo. I mean, you ain't getting nut nut.
They did a darn tootin' good job.
He wouldn't have said suck either. Okay. Yeah.
I think that's a smarm, smarmesan cheese.
Yeah, just dripping off of it.
Jim Costa. Roberto, who said it?
Was it Jim Costa who said it?
They did a damn good job of trying to dig themselves out.
Look at Stoney.
If you just don't suck in April, that might be where you get your five or six wins.
Stoney nailed it.
He did.
He was all over it.
Yeah, but then I picked Rico.
Well, yeah, but he's notorious for flip-flopping.
I said there could be one of three people, but I picked Rico. I got to go with Rico.
We'll give you your initial.
No.
All right, let's go to number three.
It's like he knows the man.
Number three. On the way out, we stopped at Mom's Spaghetti because it was in the news, because it's bad or whatever, and I wanted to try it. It was actually pretty good.
God, doesn't...
Oh, my God.
That screams Jim Costa to me, doesn't it?
On the way out, because he saw it on social media, talked about it.
And because he doesn't know his elbow from his butthole when it comes to Italian food.
That's
he
is Costa. It's Costa.
He is the least Italian person on the planet.
I mean, can an Italian guy actually say that?
No. His name's James Anthony Costa, but I'm telling you, it's a fake radio name. His real name is like Steve Flanagan or something. He is not Italian. Jim Costa. Oh, me and my wife were sitting here on social media. It has to be Costa.
I had to get away from the Catico, whatever the hell that thing was. Go downtown and have some spaghetti.
Catico.
I'm saying Costa.
I agree.
I'm going to say Costa.
It's got to be, right?
Wow.
Plus, he said the we, and he don't go anywhere without the missus.
No, I've seen them walking down the street picking up food.
Right, they're thick as thieves. So I think they're together. And they're going to Mom's Spaghetti together. Cookies.
Or it could be Heather.
Oh, God, I always forget about her.
Oh, my God.
She was talking about Garbage Pail Kids this week and stuff. Did they talk spaghetti?
I could see her going. No, because she just had the kids, so they're not
She's not going downtown.
No. All right, I'm staying with Costa.
It is. Yep, Costa.
All right, what a self-respecting Italian say something like this. Who said it?
On the way out, we stopped at Mom's Spaghetti.
Yes!
Because it was in the news because, it's bad or whatever. I wanted to try it. It was actually pretty good.
Yeah, of course it was. It's because your whole family can't cook their way out of a paper bag.
Stopped at Mom's Spaghetti. Stopped at Mom's Spaghetti.
He said scatty. Scatty.
What did he just say?
Say that again. Play that again.
Stopped at Mom's Spaghetti.
Spaghetti. Oh, my God.
Spaghetti. Mom's Spaghetti.
There's just a pu.
Mom's Spaghetti.
Mom's Spaghetti. Yeah, the Spaghetti, like he's four.
He's so un-Italian, he probably calls them noodles.
My three-year-old said that last week.
Hey, honey, sketty. Can we have some sketty?
Oh. I know this perfect Italian authentic joint downtown.
Yeah, they got that Parmigiana.
Mom's Paschetti.
It's made by this guy. Real authentic, Marshall Mathers. Have you heard of him? Big in the Italian community.
How about Chef Boyardee?
Yes.
You know, those Mathers, they've been cooking up Italian dishes for centuries.
Honey, let me tell you.
When I think Mathers, I think spaghetti.
I love a nice glass of Merlot with my spaghetti. Is,
he threw up his own mom's spaghetti. Where this is coming from?
Okay. I think that's sufficient. Next.
All right. Here we go.
Costa.
It just kept going. It sounded like for a while. It's not like one bang at 9:40 and go, what was that?
Yeah, are we talking about David's household? I heard one bang at 9:40 and another one didn't come for.
Okay. So I think it was the big explosion.
Yeah, in Clint Township, right?
Clint Township.
Oh, I got a cool video my dad sent me.
So if they heard it, Heather lives probably closest to anybody. Is Clarkston?
But what about Kang?
Clarkston is not hearing that.
What about Kang?
Kang
collects.
Yes.
He's an East Sider.
And he may have collected the sound.
By the way, the latest edition of Kang Collects, I'm the guest.
I quit.
Wait, what do you collect?
Yeah, what do you collect?
We talked Springsteen stuff that I still have. That's what he wanted to talk
what
about.
What do you collect?
I still have like ticket stubs and things like that.
Oh, boy, I don't want to know some of the other stuff you probably got.
No.
Springsteen's underwear from the 74 show.
I got Bruce's Fruit of the Looms.
I used this ticket stub to cut up a gram.
No, if I was, never mind.
Take it easy.
I'm editing myself.
Take it easy. Can I hear it one more time, please?
This is the straw I used in 94.
Here we go. It just kept going. It sounded like for quite a while. It's not like one bang at 9:40 and go, what was that?
I don't think it's necessarily somebody that heard it live. I think they're talking about the story in general.
Okay, so I don't know if obviously the morning show does a news segment. I'm not sure if Carson Anderson spoke about it. I know we didn't talk about it Monday and Tuesday. I don't think you and Rico would.
Both shows definitely did.
Kang?
Yeah, let's go Kang Collects.
Well, because it wouldn't be Gov because he's down in the Tecumseh area. I don't think they heard that down in Ohio.
I don't think they're saying live that they heard it.
I don't know.
Roberto's. Say it one more time.
Oh, God.
It just kept going. It sounded like for quite a while. It's not like one bang at 9:40 and you go, what was that?
I'm going to say Gator.
I'm going to go Kang.
Yeah, Kang. I'm going Kang.
Yeah, I'm going Kang as well.
Roberto, who said it?
Who said it?
Yeah, that just kept going, it sounded like.
Oh, my God.
For a while. I mean, it's not like one bang at 9:40. What was that?
What the hell did he hear? You know what? Forget it. Listen. That was a good addition.
It was.
Mm-hmm. Minus James Anthony Costa. All right.
Who's more Italian, him or Marshall Mathers?
Have you ever gone to Mom's Spaghetti?
No.
Have you?
Absolutely not.
I would try it, but
I'm all set. That is who said it.
Bang at 9:40.
Come on, man. You can't do that to me before come on now. Let me gather myself.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, there's one problem with that lawsuit when you're the one who leaked it to the media.
Yes.
That's probably going to hurt your case. But you know what? Like I said, whatever.
All right, let's do this. We have Iserman audio that Beanie just played.
Right.
I just want to talk about it for a moment.
Yes, absolutely.
You seem amped up to do it. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, look, Iserman's right. They are not in a position to give up, you know, first-round picks or guys that he thinks are going to play in the NHL for rentals just to make sure that they make the playoffs or possibly win a round. It'd be one thing if this was a team that I thought could win a championship or be damn close or a Final Four team, I'd be pissed as hell right now. I'm not that pissed because they're not at that level yet. And it's not, you know, letting him off the hook because if you tell me he could have gotten somebody good and he didn't want to give up any of those precious second round picks, well, you look at what they've done in the second round. And so far, and I know it takes longer in this sport, none of the second-round picks look like they're going to be doing anything. I have heard decent things about Tui Misto, who's from Finland. But right now, you know, Boehm has been – he's still in college, and he's been a disappointment thus far. His best guy picked after the first round seems to be Carter Mazur, who was a third-round pick.
All right, we're losing audience by the syllable here.
That's it. So my point is he's right. They are not that good. And Ken Holland actually was right, too, when he used to say, you got to have stars. Well, they're not getting any stars in the trading deadline, and the Red Wings don't have any stars.
But the argument could be made in that the part of this five-year build, the only true star you have gotten, you had to go out and get in to bring it. You have not drafted a star.
Well, Sider,
you have not developed a star.
Sider can be, you can consider him maybe a top 10 defenseman in this league.
Lucas Raymond's developing really nicely.
He's coming along, but he's not a star yet.
Right. All Steve Yzerman, all I took from that was he's saying, oh, remember when we played Florida? Remember when we played Colorado and they crushed us?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what those teams that have to spend assets.
I know it makes for boring radio to hear a bunch of people
he's
agree with
wrong.
Each other. I can't fake outrage. You can go to Stephen A. for that. I can't help you there. I'm just, he's right, but here's.
Can you imagine Stephen A? Stevie, why? You know, we had dinner. We had dinner in Hollywood. You told me you were going to get somebody. And where are you?
Clearly Mittelstadt. And you're like, what? So, no, here's the one thing I'm going to say, and this is where I don't know how to, this will seem very hindsight, but if they don't make the playoffs, I will feel like I can't help human nature. I'm going to feel different about the trade deadline if they miss the playoffs.
Oh, well, here's the deal. It's not even playing hindsight. If they don't make the playoffs going into next year, it's playoffs or.
Oh, don't you dare. The Steve Botts will have you.
Well, I mean, it would be breakfast. 6 years. 6 years may not be a legitimate time to turn into a Stanley Cup contender. If you can't make the playoffs in 6 years, that's a different story.
Okay.
So you have to make the playoffs next year, or you have to go, or Chris Draper has to go because he's your main scouting guy.
See, I'm not going to go that far, but I will say that it really sounds, and we usually don't like to be like this, but this is a play-it-out situation here because if they end up missing the playoffs,
we
have to go full Jansen here because right now, you're right, we all agree. Right now, they have what they need. Make the playoffs. But if you don't, then we'll see. So we're playing it out.
Yeah. And you look, and he should, especially if they don't make the playoffs, you know,
unbelievable.
You can blame him for maybe botching up the goalie situation short time. I mean, credit that he got lined to be the third string goalie, but Husso, who they gave up some capital for, has been an abject failure so far.
Yeah, I wouldn't say botch, though, because anybody could have had Alex Lyon, and he's been a star on this team for the most part.
Right.
No, I never said that.
Unbelievable.
David's favorite drop of the year.
See, but let me say this, too, because there is a quote from him talking about the reason why they did not. It's because they have the depth in Grand Rapids. He says, we're better off bringing up the guys from Grand Rapids. So that is something we've always asked for.
So is that this year? Is that next year? Is that Evanson this year? Is that every time Berggren seems to play for this team, he does something, whether he scores a goal, gets an assist, or makes a contribution. Sorry, we don't like you enough right now. Go back to Grand Rapids, and he like works his ass off, and he's got the great attitude and all that stuff.
He has confirmed that there will be call-ups for tomorrow's game in Vegas.
Oh.
I don't know what that means. I don't know if that's depth pieces, if that's nobodies, or if that's somebodies, but he has confirmed that.
Okay. Well, sometimes it is better when you have a system like that.
Look, they're built solid.
Yes.
We all want to just make the playoffs to know that it's been worth something.
Yes.
I'll never, and people can yell at me and say you're an idiot with hockey. Do whatever you want. For any GM to expect a paying customer to wait 6, 7, or in Kenny Holland's fantasy land, 10 years to rebuild anything, I don't want to hear it. We brought in Yzerman because he isn't that guy.
Right.
Because it shouldn't take a high-level assassin like Yzerman 6 years to make playoffs. Well, we're in year five, which means you got to make playoffs now. Come on.
But, you know, it would take eight to whatever to become a legitimate Stanley Cup team.
I think they're going to become a Stanley Cup team this summer. Okay. I think they make the playoffs. Well, and I think this summer, Yzerman does what he does best. He's going to go after it this summer. And I think next year, they're in that top four conversation.
And the one move they did make today, you know, getting rid
of $2 million in cap space.
Yes. So we'll see.
That's right.
Yeah, yes. Currently, at the time, they have the most. Well, I know that's the middle of the season. Will change, but
I think this summer is going to be fireworks.
And their goaltending of the future will not cost them a lot once they get there.
But the Italian kid.
Meaning Kosa and the kid from Michigan State, Augustine.
Now to hell with him. I like the Italian kid they drafted.
He's not even Italian.
Shut up. It's Kosa. It sounds Italian. Oh,
what is his name? Costa?
Right.
Does he get mom spaghetti in Grand Rapids?
Yeah. What is Sebastian Kosa? Is that what it is?
Yes.
Come on. He's 4% Italian. Come on, man. Listen, there hasn't been an Italian goalie since Jason Muzzotti. Will you cut me a break?
Wow.
Good pull.
Good pull.
Not bad.
I was thinking Tony Esposito.
Okay, but that's
eons
ago.
Right, I know. I forgot about Muzzotti.
248-539-9797. We are going to get to a little football today. We will get to Lions free agency. You need to draw a line in the sand, call your shot. Who do you want to be a Lion by Monday? We'll do that at 5971.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.